no fury like Gruber scorned, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Man, it's been a contentious week in Washington. And of course, the feeding frenzy. The feeding frenzy of those networks that will shrivel up. Can you imagine what the viewership on CNN is going to be like the day after Donald Trump is no longer president? Boom. Gone. Joining me, Dave Ray, Director of Communications of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, better known as FAIR. Dave, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, my friend, and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. You know, I looked through these numbers, and unfortunately, the numbers I have from your organization are a few years old, but still, I look at illegal immigration in Pennsylvania costing $1.5 billion a year, almost $1 billion in Ohio, almost $1 billion in Michigan, $750 million in Minnesota. And I'm going to guess, because these numbers are a little bit dated, that those numbers have only gotten worse for the taxpayers in places of the Rust Belt states. Am I right?
Oh, yes, they have. In fact, we released the study in 2017. And while I don't have the breakdown by each state off the top of my head, I can tell you that nationally it's about $116 billion a year, year in and year out. And if you're interested in the study, you can go to FAIR's website at fairus.org, and we have a detailed state-by-state cost of illegal immigration. It breaks it down.
But let me ask you something. Because
welfare,
there's
a
disconnect, Dave. There's a disconnect, and the disconnect is this. Is that your number for illegals in the country is what, 12 and a half million?
Yeah, it's 11 and a half million.
But, you know, we've seen studies that double that number now from Yale and others that say, now, wait a second, if you have 800,000 that are getting into the country illegally every year, which is the guess by a lot of people, and that's been going on for years and years, how is it the number of illegals in the country has remained, you know, static at 12 and a half or 11 and a half million for all these years? Doesn't make sense mathematically.
Well, you know, our numbers really kind of correlate with a lot of other organizations that have tracked this over the years. And I think our numbers range between 11.5 and 12.5 million. What we believe that the number that you mentioned, the 22 million, was actually released. It was released by either Harvard or Yale.
Yale.
And we're suspicious, and we're thinking that there's that these numbers are possibly politically motivated, because I've never seen anybody justify how they get to these numbers. But the idea is, once the size of the illegal population gets so large, and some estimates have it over 30 million, I mean, now you're talking about 10% of our population, then the number gets so large that the only resolution to it is a mass amnesty. And so I think some of these huge numbers are coming from groups that are politically motivated for a certain solution. And the reason why the number stays static is that people come, people go, they return home, they can't find jobs, states adopt mandatory E-Verify, they can no longer get a job in the state, they give up. Some of these folks end up marrying Americans and becoming U.S. citizens, or are sponsored by family members. So they were illegal immigrants and now they're legal. I mean, there's all sorts of things that happen on a case-by-case basis. But, you know, when you're looking at the current issue with the border wall and so on, I mean, illegal immigration, despite what the Democrats say, remains a huge problem. There were 521,000 people apprehended trying to cross the southwest border last year alone, and they say for everyone who got in,
well, right, that's my concern.
Everyone who was captured, another one got in.
Every day, it depends on the day. 1,000 to 2,000 a day come across our border, and there is some good news in Mexico, though, that nobody's talking about on the national news. I saw a couple of stories about it, but Mexico now going down and try to plug holes, 370 of them, where they have places that on the border with Guatemala where people come in being unchecked. Now, if they try to plug those 360 holes, give or take, that will slow the ingress of people into Mexico and therefore slow the ingress of people into America, you would hope. The crazy thing to me, though, is that the Democrats are arguing, well, you know, a lot of heroin comes in from legal ports of entry. So that makes it okay, the heroin that comes over the southern border. It's like mind-blowing. We only had 6 terrorists come over the southern border, as if that's an okay number. I mean, to me, it's like, are you kidding me? We need to be serious about this. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it is coming through the legal ports of entry, and some of these drugs are coming smuggled up through vans and cars and what have you, then we need to put a little bit more money into customs. You know, I people who make comments like that, I'm a Midwesterner myself, and I know people and I know classmates and I have family members who've overdosed. And so, you know, the fentanyl issue and the heroin issue and all these opioids issues, this is all something that a lot of Americans can really understand because they've been personally touched by it. And that this is not an example of the president using overblown rhetoric. The Democrats are really trying to shove denial down the throats of the American public. Illegal immigration is under control. Nobody's victimized by, you know, there's not such a thing as alien abuse. The drug issue is overstated. None of these things are overstated. And Vice President Pence yesterday gave a briefing to a group of people, a phone briefing. And one of the things that he really drilled down on was the victims of abuse angle. And the statistics that he rolled out were amazing. 31% of the women and 17% of the men who are coming in mostly from Central America have been sexually abused along the way. 68% of them have been victims of some kind of violence. And I heard that for myself from Border Patrol agents who are, you know, fathers and mothers themselves. And the one comment that was seared into my brain for all eternity was when an agent looked at me and got a little bit choked up about it and said, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of having to administer rape kits to 9-year-olds.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And there is the humanitarian crisis.
Right
up front. Dave, we got to leave it right there. Good way to put an exclamation point on it. Dave Ray, Director of Communications at FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. We'll talk soon, Dave.
Oh, hope so. Have a great day, Steve.
The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.